proclamation number 6495 dated the March 8, 1956. The adversary tries to prevent the recognition of the deity. Only for as long as you have not recognized me correctly will you still resist me. And my adversary constantly tries to prevent this recognition of me. Therefore he will also do whatever he can to keep my revelations away from you. He will not shy away from any means to suppress whatever might make me and my nature clear to you, whatever would, as enlightenment, inform you of my infinitely profound love for you. I will irrevocably win you over for myself as soon as you have recognized me. And it is precisely this recognition of myself which countless beings of light would like to convey to you, what every one of my revelations aims to achieve and what my adversary tries to prevent with all his power. And thus it explains the fact that my word, which is imparted to you from me directly, is doubted or invalidated as much as possible. This is so very natural during the end time, for my adversary wants to gain as much as possible for himself, and thus his work starts where he fears losing the souls. Clear realization about me and my nature, about my love, omnipotence and wisdom would make him lose his followers very quickly. But precisely this clear realization is lacking in people. This is why the battle between light and darkness is so fierce during the last days before the end. And it will be particularly felt by my servants on earth, to whom I can reveal myself, for that is where he works zealously and often with success. The confusion of thoughts is his plan, lies and deception are his weapon. And what he cannot win openly he will try to gain through cunning. My own cannot understand that the light from above does not penetrate the darkness which people are living in. But the light cannot be transferred to people who don't desire it. And every desire gets stifled my adversary as soon as it arises, without people defending themselves. This is why their blindness is their own fault. For they don't want to have their eyes opened, to find out about my greater than great love, to attain the right image of me. And yet, my revelations cannot be forcibly conveyed to them, although they could all take possession of them. And since you now know who tries to prevent it, those of you who receive my word must be particularly on your guard and don't allow yourselves to be disconcerted by his counteractivity. He will do everything in his power to prevent your acceptance as well as the distribution of my word, because he would like to extinguish the light which exposes him and his activity, and he will use cunning and trickery and only meet with resistance in profound faith and love for me, which makes his activity ineffective. You are under my protection, consequently, he will be unable to pressurize you directly but he will use those who can be more easily influenced to take action against you to attempt to undermine everything you endorse as truth to people. Always remember that you are approaching the end. Remember that these are the last days for him and that he will use this time with every available power, that he rages because he knows that he does not have much time left. Therefore, unite with me ever more firmly and serve me with dedication and ego love, and you will always be able to triumph over him. With my revelations you will also be able to grant light to all those who resist him. You will kindle in them love for me and guide them into correct realization. And they are lost to him. I will have won them over for me, and my love will never ever surrender them again or let them fall back into the abyss. They have become and will remain my own for all eternity. Amen.